He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirkman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, hello again, friends and neighbors. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Seth and I are going to head out in a little bit and treat ourselves to some barbecue chicken wings. Doesn't that sound good? I think we're going to drive around, visit a few shops, and perhaps even end the excursion with a chocolate malt or maybe a root beer. I love spending time with him. There's nothing quite like fatherhood. I just love it. Well, I hope you're having a fantastic day, too. I hope your plans are great, even if they're simple. It's not about spending a lot of money in this life. It's just about enjoying what you have with the people you have. Well, right now, you and I, well, we have each other. So sit back, grab yourself an Arnold Palmer, and enjoy the music and all the fun that we have right here every week on The Jason Kirkman Show. Tommy Rowe with his hit, Dizzy. Here's Jimmy Dean with his hit, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above!" And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John. Big John.
Down where I come from, they plant ryegrass for the deer to eat. Walk around in the woods and you'll find an opening. And you scratch the ground, put out some fertilizer, and plant some ryegrass seed. The ryegrass will come up and it's good for the deer to eat. Two of my old buddies was hunting a place to put a plot the other day, walking along in the woods, and they saw a hole in the ground. One of them said, "What's that hole doing there?" The other said, "I don't know. I ain't never seen that hole before. Get that limb and chunk down in there. Let's see if we can hear it hit the bottom." Nothing happened. Said, "Get that big chunk over there, that stump. Throw it down in there." Throwed it down in there. Nothing happened. One of them said, "Hey, here's an 8-foot section of a railroad track." Said, "You get that in, I'll get this in. We'll slide her down in there, brother. I bet you it'll make a racket when it hits the bottom." They got the railroad track and they dropped it. And they listened, and about 4 seconds, a big red goat jumped in the hole. You see that goat? I reckon I did. Where'd he come from? Fella come walking out of the woods. Said, "Hey, fella," said, "y'all seen my big red goat?" Well, them fella said, "Yeah, he just jumped in this hole right here." Jumped in that hole, that's odd. I don't see how he done that, because I had him tied to an 8-foot section of railroad track.
Well, I love you, baby, and I understand. I want to be your lover man, but don't leave me. Ooh, baby, don't leave me. But don't leave me, baby, don't ever say goodbye. Well, you can go to the dance or the picture show, but make doggone sure that's where you go. But don't leave me, ooh, baby, don't leave me. But don't leave me, baby, don't ever say goodbye. Someday I'll make you mine, just give me a little more time. I'll make our dreams come true. You'll have me and I'll have you. But don't leave me. Ooh, baby, don't leave me. Yeah, baby, don't leave me. Woo, baby, don't leave me. Ooh, baby, don't leave me. and I understand. I wanna be your loving man, but don't leave me. Woo, baby, don't leave me. Well, don't leave me, baby, don't ever say goodbye. Well, you can go to the dance or the picture show, but make doggone sure that's where you go. But don't leave me. No, baby, don't leave me. But don't leave me, baby, don't ever say goodbye. Someday I'll make you mine. Just give me a little more time. I'll make our dreams come true. You'll have me and I'll have you. But don't leave me. Oh, baby, don't leave me. Yeah, baby, don't leave me. Woo! Baby, don't leave me.
Peter Jensen of Athol, Idaho, filed a lawsuit against the State Transportation Department recently after his driving privileges were revoked because his car had no license plates. For the inconvenience, he believes he deserves $5.6 million in damages, and he's requesting that in gold and silver. He says that there's nothing about license plates in the Ten Commandments. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
We're gonna have to face the music and stop this running away. The time has come for us to pay. I know it's hard to face the music, but we've got nothing to hide. So come with me.
That was the Del Vikings with Face the Music. Here's one my grandmother used to sing to us. A little bit different version, of course. Here's the Bell Notes with Shortening Bread.
Put on the skillet. Put on the leg. Mammy's little baby wants shortening bread. Well, I call
called for the doctor, and here's what he said: better make your children some short.
You're listening to the Jason Kurtman Show, and I am grateful for it. Thank you very much. Thanks to all of the stations that carry the program as well. You know, you can check out all of their websites by going to my website at jasonkurtman.com, that's C-U-R-T-M-A-N, and clicking on the links in the upper left-hand side of the homepage. While you're there, check out the blog and send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know where you heard the Jason Kurtman Show.
Plop down in my easy chair, and I turned on channel 2. My back got a swing across all the sound, but chasing the cold sweet tooth. Trapped her in the old sawmill and said, "Would you leave her alive?
Then you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll saw you all in half."
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he turned on the bus up.
And then
along came Joe. Tall Betty Jones, slow walking Jones,
slow talking Jones,
long game, lonely lagging Jones. Commercial came on, so I got up to get myself a snack. Should have seen what was going on by the time that I got back. Down in the old abandoned ice, Sweet Sue was having a trip. That villain said,
"You don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll blow you all to bits."
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he lit the fuse to the dynamite.
And then
along came Joe. Tall Betty Jones, slow walking Joe,
slow talking Joe.
Along came lonely Lady Joe. Shoot 'em up in the same old rodeo. Saw the sand was kind of stuck. Sweet Sue and the bird and sack, he said,
"If you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'm gonna throw you on the railroad track."
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up again.
And then
he throwed her on the railroad track.
And then
a train started coming.
And then
along came Joe. Tall Betty Jones, slow walking Jones,
slow talking Jones,
a long game, lonely lagging Jones.
That, my friend, was the Great Coasters with Along Came Jones. And how true it is, because up next, right now, Mr. George Jones with The Race Is On.
I feel tears welling up cold and deep inside, like my heart sprung a big brain, and the stab of loneliness short and painful that I may never shake. You might say that I was taking it hard when she wrote me off with a call, but don't you wager that'll hide the sorrow when I'm a brick right down and ball. Well, the race is on, and here comes Bride at the back stretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back and trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all. Thank you. One day I adventured in love, never once suspecting what the final results would be. How I lived in fear, waking up each morning thinking that you'd gone from me. Aching in vain in my heart, for the day was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her, I came out in second place. So now the race is on, and here comes pride at the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside, my tears are holding back and trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches, and the winner loses all.
It's your 9 to 5 that provides you a living, but it's your 5 to 9 that provides you with a life. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons. A number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Well, folks, I want to tell you, if you're looking for a place to visit this summer, you really don't have to look any further than New Mexico. There's a lot to see and do here. Check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. All of these sites are linked at my website at jasonkurtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Today's program is underwritten, as always, by todaysfullerbrush.com. There's something to say about a clean home and a clean shop, and there's definitely something to say about an American tradition, Fuller Brush. Since 1906, they've been around over 110 years, and I'll even bet you a root beer float that your grandmother knows something about Fuller Brush. As we go through life, it's very important to spend quality time with the ones we love, and especially those children. So I would like to leave you with that reminder. It's very important to do that. Please do that this week. They won't forget it, and you won't regret it. They'll always treasure those memories that you spend with them. So with that being said, I hope you have a fantastic week. I hope you have a great week, and I'm going to see you next time on this fantastic station. But for now, Steve Jarrett knows this. This is one of my favorite artists. I'm talking about Elvis Presley. What a voice. What a talent. I'm going to leave you with one of his great songs. It's an old blues ballad. It's called Big Boss Man. Again, have yourself a wonderful week.
Big Boss Man, can't you hear me when I call? Big Boss Man, can't you hear me when I call? Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you just tall and soft. All right. Well, you got to be a working boss man, working around the clock. I want a little drink of water, but you won't let big L stop, big boss man. Uh-huh. Now can't you hear me when I call? Why, you know you ain't so big, you just told that song. Can't you hear me when I call? Can't you hear me when I call? I said you ain't so big, you just tall as all. I'm gonna get me a boss man, one's gonna treat me right. Work hard in the daytime, rest easy at night, big boss man. Boss man, big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? What's the matter? Well, you ain't so big, you know you're just tall and soft. Yeah. Give me a boss man, a woman's gonna treat me right. I work hard in the daytime, rest easy at night, big boss man. Big boss man, a big boss man. Can't you hear me when I call? I said, can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big, you know you're just tall and so.